This is Chris Stepanuk with the University of Vermont Extension in Lake Champlain Sea Grant. These days, we hear more and more often about cyanobacteria blooms in our lakes and ponds, and the health threats the toxins associated with them can pose to dogs in particular. Today, I want to share with you some information to help you understand why and when these blooms are most likely to occur, how to recognize them, and some tips on how to keep your dogs safe. Cyanobacteria blooms, which are sometimes called harmful algal blooms, can make areas of our lakes and ponds look paint-stained, can form a thick scum layer on the water's surface, or can turn waters into what seems to be foul-smelling pea soup. These areas are caused by an inundation of bacteria that use sunlight for growth. These bacteria are known as cyanobacteria due to their generally bluish-green color. When conditions are right, cyanobacteria can grow very quickly, so much that the water in which they live becomes bluish-green and creates what's known as a bloom. These blooms are most likely to occur in shallow, nutrient-enriched waters during period of warm, calm, and sunny weather during summer and fall. Cyanobacteria are able to grow most readily when water temperatures exceed 68 degrees Fahrenheit, and heavy rains can bring added nutrients to local water bodies from across the landscape, increasing the chance for a bloom. Toxins are sometimes present in these blooms. Exposure to cyanotoxins can affect the liver, nerves, and skin. As such, if your dog is exposed to cyanotoxins, they can experience such symptoms as a skin rash, difficulty breathing, loss of appetite, vomiting, diarrhea, seizures, paralysis, or even death. While toxins are not always present in cyanobacteria blooms, they can come and go in a short period of time, so it's always a good idea to use best practices to keep your dog safe in the event toxins are present when you visit a lake or a pond that's experiencing a bloom. Ensuring you can recognize a cyanobacteria bloom and minimizing your dog's exposure to it are the best way to keep your dog safe and healthy. A general rule of thumb to identify cyanobacteria blooms is that such blooms cannot be lifted from the water on a stick. There are some kinds of bacteria that are filamentous, and so this rule doesn't always apply, but it often does. The best advice? When in doubt, stay out. If you are near a water body and suspect a bloom is present, keep your dog on leash and prevent them from wading in or drinking the water and from eating any scum that's washed ashore. If your dog does enter contaminated water, keep them from licking their fur and, wearing gloves, thoroughly rinse your dog with fresh water and use a towel to wipe away any evidence of the bloom from their fur. Then, wash your hands and watch your dog carefully for signs of exposure. If you notice any, contact an emergency vet or a 24-hour animal poison control center. To learn more, search for the Keeping Dogs Safe from Harmful Algal Blooms brochure on the Lake Champlain Sea Grant website.